UH works closely with the East-West Center. The two institutions sit next to each other in Manoa, and East-West Center students attend classes on campus. They are part of the cultural mix that gives the university its international flavor. So it's no surprise that many students from both institutions share a common crisis: a lack of food and financial hardship that's been exacerbated by the COVID-19 pandemic. UH administrators have been encouraging students to look at financial aid programs as they wait to ride out the storm. Hei Okimoto is an associate vice president for the University of Hawaii system. Okimoto says the university, working with the UH Foundation, has set up an assistance program to help students cover their immediate expenses.
We've set up the Urgent Student Relief Fund, where students can apply for funds and receive assistance to meet some of their life needs. Unfortunately, because of the number of students, we've had to limit the amount that students could get from somewhere between $100 to $500. The kinds of requests that we're getting are for food, for medication, for rent.
Okimoto says American students can get additional relief from the federal government in the form of federal student aid, or FAFSA, and under programs funded by the CARES Act. But those federal dollars are not available to international students. Uyanga Batsox is a graduate fellow from Mongolia. She says international students can get a maximum of $350 from the university's Emergency Relief Fund.
It is helpful for our food, internet, all the inks and papers we have to start buying. So it's helpful, but as you all know, what Hawaii's rent is like, and especially for students who live off campus, it is very challenging.
The East-West Center is providing further assistance for its students in the form of grant money and donations. The center's nonprofit volunteer organization held food drives throughout the month of May for students. But Batsox says she and other students are concerned about the future.
Tuition is relatively high for international students. Graduate tuition is about $10,400 for residents, but for non-residents, it's twice as much, or $22,000. So with no job for the student on campus and reduced scholarships and just limited support back home, we really don't know how we're going to continue our education.
Batsox says there's also concerns with meeting U.S. requirements for international students, which adds to their expenses. It's not clear when the pandemic will ease enough for those who want to return home can do so. In the meantime, students like Batsox are holding on and just hoping for the best. From Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Casey Harlow.